Grammy-winning violinist Hilary Hahn is trying to bring back the lost art of the encore. No, she's not demanding a standing ovation at every concert. She's trying to get composers to write more encores, short performance pieces designed to cap off concerts, and they were once a staple for classical music writers. Hahn recently commissioned a couple dozen encores for a new project called In 27 Pieces, the Hilary Hahn Encores, and she joins me from member station WYPR in Baltimore to talk more about the project. Hilary, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So why did you decide to make a whole project devoted to just encores?
Well, about a decade ago, I noticed that there were a lot of collections of popular encores being recorded or printed, and people were really focusing on the pieces that people recognize that they love that are really great pieces of music and need to keep being played. And I just found myself wondering, where are the new ones? Because I knew that people were writing new short pieces, but I was not seeing them be performed. So I just thought it would be nice to work on a commissioned project of encores.
One of these encores is called Whispering, and you did one performance at a benefit concert in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania last month. We have a little clip of that. Hilary, can you describe what we're listening to and describe the sound of it, what you like about it?
Well, this piece is by the Finnish composer Eino Juhani Rautavaara, and he's written some really beautiful music for violin in different combinations of instrumentation. And I love the lyricism of this particular piece. It's called Whispering, and he writes about that title, that he wanted to show that there is virtuosity even in quiet passages. There's an idea of the encore being a virtuosic showpiece, and I found that a lot of the composers in this project wanted to redefine the term encore, and they wanted to create a different kind of virtuosity, or they wanted to create a lyricism or a thoughtfulness that they had missed in certain kinds of encores in the past.
Is it very common for pieces to be commissioned by an artist? I mean, these were written specifically for you, but how does the process work?
Actually, it is an integral part of the classical composition scene that there are commissions, because that is, in essence, how the composer initially gets paid.
It seems like this business model hasn't changed then for a couple hundred years, it sounds like, right? I mean, this is how it's always been in classical music.
Yeah, but I think now the commissions are coming from the presenters and the musicians. I think initially they came from patrons who would have pieces performed at their events.
Why do you think people aren't doing encores as much?
I'm not sure why there hasn't been as much focus, but I think the encore form, people have generally wanted to hear things they know already. Sort of like you go to a restaurant and you want ice cream for dessert because you know you like ice cream. So you order your favorite flavor of ice cream.
We hear this in the other arts as well, this idea that essentially you want to draw in audiences with big, pretty things that they're going to know.
It could be. I mean, who doesn't like hearing something that they already know they love? I mean, I like going to things that I know I love. So I can definitely see why that is done and should continue to be done. The shorter pieces give me a chance to introduce people to a lot of composers that even I wasn't maybe so familiar with before I started my research for this project, but whose music I love. And I hope that I can create some new favorites.
Can you give an example of someone that you're performing now that you'd consider a new favorite?
Well, one that seems to be coming across well to a lot of the audiences has been Mercy by Max Richter. He wrote this really evocative, slow lyrical piece, but it's also it's interesting. He based it on the concept of plain song, the sort of chant-like writing that has been around for centuries, yet it sounds very modern as well. Something new has a chance to speak to someone immediately because there isn't this sort of expectation of what they're about to hear. So people can be really, really captivated really quickly.
Hilary Hahn is searching for one more composer to create the final encore of her In 27 Pieces project, and it could be you. To learn more about the contest or to watch video of her latest performance here at NPR, go to nprmusic.org. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.